It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Boy, it certainly feels like spring with degrees outside of 56, and Northeast Kansas League basketball takes the stage tonight on Friday the 13th. Boy, we got two massive games tonight inside the Northeast Kansas League. Megan Sturton in studio, Brandy Tedman with you on KNZA. Our games tonight, they are presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online, rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. It's Troy taking on Riverside, and both games tonight have league title implications. On the girls' side, Horton, right now the top team at 7-0, Riverside at 7-1. They look right up at the Chargers. And Troy entering tonight with a league record of 6-1. Riverside, a loss for them tonight would eliminate them from league title contention here this evening. And then also Troy, they need a lot of help, and it starts with a win tonight in the girls' game. The Riverside boys currently sit atop the Northeast Kansas League standings. They are undefeated. Troy at 5-2. Troy, they need a lot of help, and they got to win out in hopes and need a lot of things to fall their way. Valley Falls on the boys' side, a game back in the loss column of Riverside. And again, these two games tonight, massive league title implications in the Northeast Kansas League. We step aside, a quick timeout. We get you set for the girls' game right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Certainly feels like spring outside, but it's mid-February, and it's Friday the 13th. And here tonight on KNZA, high school basketball takes center stage with the Troy Trojans hosting the Riverside Cyclones. Both games tonight, Northeast Kansas League title implications, and the girls' game getting an early start. You'll love to see it. Let's get you the starting lineups for our girls' game tonight. The road team, per usual, that is Riverside under fourth-year head coach Craig Burns. Cyclones come in an overall record of 13-7 and 7-1 in league play. They lost last night to Horton. That was a makeup game and a non-league game, but it was a 60-47 Horton Charger win last night over the Cyclones. Kayana Hewins, a junior, in the starting lineup. She is averaging 4 points and 5 rebounds a game. Trinity Jackson, 5'6", senior guard, right at 6 points per game. Ella Whistler is a 5'9 senior forward at over 7 points and a team-leading 8 rebounds per game. Nyla Duncan, first-team All-League last season, honorable mention All-State, the 5'3 senior point guard, over 7 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals per game. And then Kennedy Griffin, 5'9 sophomore forward, leading scorer for the Cyclones at 13 points per game. For the Troy Trojans under head coach Derek Jasper, they are 12-6 overall, 6-1 in the league. Tuesday night, they were in action against Pea Ridge, and that was a 68-29 win for the Trojans. Haley Groff in the backcourt, 5'4 sophomore, 9 points per game. Nicole Judd, a 5'3 senior guard, 5 points, 3 rebounds a game. Haley Williams, Allison Grable are the posts, and Harper Wettstein, we'll talk about her in just a moment. Time to get patriotic. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Hi, this is Erica. I started Queen Bee Boutique with a love for handmade jewelry, and today, that passion shines in every collection. From authentic Native American turquoise and sterling silver to our dazzling moissanite and designer luxury jewelry lines, each piece is chosen with care and expertise. I am certified in all things jewelry, so when you shop at Queen Bee, you can trust you're getting the very best. Come see all the sparkle waiting for you at Queen Bee Boutique in Atchison.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Two massive games in the Northeast Kansas League tonight. Riverside to Troy, and you're dialed in on KNZA. Megan Sturt and Brandon Tedman with you. Our opening tip-off is brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial and Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Cyclones with Hewins, Jackson, Whistler, Duncan, and Griffin. Wettstein, Groff, Judd, Williams, and Grable starting five for Troy. And speaking of Wettstein, how about Harper Wettstein? Became the school's all-time leading scorer in their win against Pleasant Ridge Tuesday night. She enters tonight's action 1,795 career points. Already the all-time leader in career assists and steals, and now cementing herself as maybe the greatest girls basketball player that Troy has ever seen. And we are underway in a huge Northeast Kansas League game tonight. Riverside in the road black uniforms. The opening possession here from right to left. Glad to be a part of a beautiful early evening here in Northeast Kansas. KNCA, Megan Sturt, Brandon Tabman. Here's Whistler. Post touch on the left block, and there's Wettstein. It's absolute thievery as she adds another steal to her record. She takes it coast to coast and lays it in for two. 1,797 career points for Harper Wettstein, and a 2-0 start here for Troy. Right back up the floor. Shot is up and good. Kayana Hewins got behind that Troy press and tied it up at two apiece. 40 seconds into the game. Here is the Northern Iowa commit, all-time leading scorer for Troy, just in front of midcourt. Groff left side on the wing. Triple threat position, back up top to Grable. One dribble right, now Wettstein the touch. Grable sets the screen. There's the double, there's the roll, there's the shot. Count it, and one. Wettstein, an early steal, bucket, and now an assist as Grable scores at the rack and a chance for an old-fashioned three-point play. 57 seconds into the game, a 4-2 start for Troy. Grable at the line to shoot one. And it rims out, no good, and a rebound for Ella Whistler, the 5'9 senior for the Cyclones. So just getting going here tonight. Into the front court, it is Griffin, the sophomore forward. Gets it back up top here. Now Whistler, free throw line jumper, a little bit strong off the heel. And Wettstein pours down the rebound here for Troy. A 4-2 lead for the home team Trojans here tonight, just getting going. Second matchup between these two this season. They played back in December, a non-league game, and it was all Troy, 56-33. But this one going towards that league record. There's a shot by Grable. It was partially blocked by Whistler and pulled down off the miss by Trinity Jackson. Here's a pull-up from the right elbow by Griffin. That one halfway down and out. Ball ricochets out to the perimeter and then finally settled into the hands of Nyla Duncan. Right back to Whistler. She'll fire again from the free throw line. And that one rattled halfway down and out. And this one cleared away by Allison Grable. 6:05 to go first quarter. Troy with a 4-2 lead. They operate left to right here on offense in the first half of play. Up top to Judd, looks right side, it's Groff, holding right hip. Now a post touch, Haley Williams gets it backside to Grable, missed the shot up close. And the rebound by Hewins for Riverside. Here's Nyla Duncan, first team all-league, honorable mention all-state last season. Pours one into the corner, Trinity Jackson a three, this one off the back rim. And right there for an easy rebound was Allison Grable. So after a pretty quick start, we've got about a minute going scoreless between both these teams. Here's Wettstein left wing. Gets bounced around by two defenders. Still on the dribble. Hands it off to Williams. Left wing to right wing on the skip pass and mishandled by Haley Groff. A turnover by Troy. 5:23 to go first quarter. Troy out to a 4-2 lead. Buckets by Wettstein and Grable. And the 2 points for Riverside from Kayana Hewins. Here's Ella Whistler to throw it in. She is a 3-year starter for this Cyclones team. Here's Griffin, head of steam all the way to the bucket. Can't get a shot to go through contact. Allison Grable already 3 rebounds in this first quarter for Troy. Here's Judd picking it up with a little bit of hesitation on the dribble. Right side to Grable, up top Wettstein. They go under the screen. She'll fire a 3, missing off the left rim. Pretty good look for Wettstein, and Griffin the rebound here for Riverside. 3 minutes in, 5 to go, a 4-2 Troy lead. Here is Kayana Hewins. Up top it goes to Nyla Duncan. She is tied up quickly. Good defense there by Haley Groff. And the possession arrow is going to give it back to Troy, which means that is turnover number 2 against Riverside here in tonight's game. 4:52 on the clock. 4-2 our score. Opening quarter. Girls game tonight. Here's Wettstein down the middle. Casual with the dribble, waist high. Angles left. Hands it off to Groff on a curl. Gets to the right elbow, right side to Judd, back up top, now Wettstein to touch. Looking left, goes that way into the corner with Judd. Judd looking inside, nothing there. Back up top, now a right side pass. Grable, back to Wettstein. Here's that little two-man game on the right wing. This time defended well by the Cyclones. But Wettstein on the dribble in, back up top to Grable. No shot clock here at Troy, definitely something to note. Here's Wettstein again, a deep three, nearly banked it in from 30 feet. And on the rebound attempt, Duncan hounded on the right elbow, and a foul going to be called against Troy. And this one going against Allison Grable. First foul of tonight's game. Our first sub as well, as we'll see the sophomore Macy Mears into the game for Riverside. And she'll take the spot of Trinity Jackson. Still 4-2. Both these teams getting those points early on. We've gone a few minutes pretty, not so much offensively, what I was trying to say there. A little bit of a press here, but Ella Whistler breaking the press. She takes it all the way. Nearly got the shot to go, but she is fouled. And free throws coming for Ella Whistler. Check the Troy foul. It'll be team foul number 2 in the first on Haley Williams. So here is Whistler at the line. First free throw attempts for the Cyclones here, and she buries the first. Makes it a 4-3 Troy lead about the halfway point here in the first quarter. Ella is a 3-year starter. 7 points, 8 rebounds a game this season. Trying to tie it up at the line. Can't do so. It's short, but fighting for the rebound is Kayana Hewins, and a second-chance opportunity here after the missed free throw. Here's Duncan. Left side to Mears. Into the corner now with Griffin. Puts it on the deck. Gets in the lane. Off-balance shot. No go. And another fight for it with Hewins inside, and the tie-up again is called. And Kayana Hewins earning a couple extra opportunities with hustle here for Riverside. Here's Griffin, left side of her own backboard. 4-3 is our score. Trojans leading by 1. 3:51 to go in this first quarter. Errant pass by Griffin, but somehow Whistler able to gather. Right back to Griffin. A short baseline jump shot is too strong. And a foul on the rebound attempt is going to go against Riverside. It'll be the first Cyclones foul, and this one on Whistler. Another sub into the game, Tori Ortega, the 5'7 sophomore. So a couple of bodies from Craig Burns off the bench here. Troy just holding to a slender 4-3 lead. 3:40 to go in this opening quarter. There's Wettstein down the middle, being guarded right now by Macy Mears. Now Williams, in between the rings, out high it goes. Now Wettstein back on the left wing. Here's Williams on a cut. A lot of contact inside. And Haley Williams will draw the foul, and she'll go to the line to shoot a pair. Good entry pass there by Wettstein. They get the foul on Kennedy Griffin, the sophomore for Riverside, her first, and team foul number 2. So here's Haley Williams at the line. Her first free throw is up and in. Makes her 12 of 21 at the free throw line this season. Her first point here tonight. And the second, good as well. 2-for-2 trip for Haley Williams. And a double up right now for Troy. It's 6-3 under 3.5 minutes to go here in this opening quarter. Again, the pressure being applied. Griffin gets in front of a few bodies, dives in, kicks left. Ortega along two from 18 on the baseline, and she knocked that one down with some good touch. 6-5 our score. First basket tonight for Ortega off the bench for Riverside. Here's Groff up top. Puts it down one time with the right hand, picks it up, hounded by Duncan, and a whistle away from the ball, and a foul's going to be called against Riverside. Grable was trying to set a screen on the wing, and Mears just ran her over, and that is team foul number 3 against the Cyclones and the first against Mears here tonight. 3 minutes to go in this opening quarter. 6-5, Troy by one. Here's Weckstein on the block, gets her own rebound off the miss. Triple teamed and has to get it back out into the corner, and a reset here for Troy. Grable setting a screen for Judd. Picks it up on the left wing. Back up top to Grable. Nearly traveled. Didn't get the call there. Weckstein going to work. Shimmies into the lane and gets bumped again, and another foul. Team foul number 4 against Riverside. It's on the floor. And this one going against Ortega. So the final 2:42. Troy is in the bonus. They lead it 6-5. We'll have the entry pass in underneath their own basket. All right, take this back. They're actually calling this on the shot. So free throws coming for Harper Weckstein. Not sure about that one as Weckstein knocks down the first free throw. School's all-time leading scorer, all-time leader in career assists and steals, and also has the best free throw shooting season in Troy history at 84%. She goes 2-for-2, and an 8-5 advantage now as Troy quickly hounding here on the defensive effort, and the travel is going to be called. That was a great double team on Tori Ortega, and the Trojans get it back. 3 early turnovers here for the Cyclones. Trojans by 3 at 2.5 minutes to go here in the first. Well, the Horton girls right now, the lone unbeaten atop the standings in the NEKL. Both these teams, Troy and Riverside, one loss each. Riverside has to win out. They need some help. Really, both teams need some help to win a title here. There's a missed shot by Weckstein, cleared away by Ortega. And Riverside gets it up the floor. It's behind the press. Here's Kennedy Griffin, a 3. That one way too strong. Hit nothing but backboard and cleared away by Weckstein. Weckstein, a little 3-on-2, orchestrating it. And a nice bounce pass to the left block. And a foul is called. Haley Groff going to the line to shoot 2. Team foul number 5 against the Cyclones. And the first on Nyla Duncan. Here's Groff at the line. And her first free throw gets the shooter's touch. She shoots it at 63%. She has her first point tonight. And how about Haley? A 5'4 sophomore, really first time really experiencing the varsity action. 9.2 points per game for the sophomore guard. But she misses the second free throw. And a rebound for Ortega. Now Troy again hounding in the full court, but Duncan gets past that midcourt line with heavy pace, a right side pass. Trinity Jackson, a 3, grazes the rim short, fighting for the rebound. Weckstein and Duncan get tied up, and the possession arrow is going to give it back to Troy. Down to 1:44 to go in this opening quarter. Troy here at home leading it 9-5. Got 4 points from Weckstein. 2 apiece from Haley Williams. Allison Grable, 1 in the book for Haley Groff. Speaking of Groff, she lost it on the perimeter, and bodies hit the floor. It's going to be another tie-up, which gives it right back to Riverside. Second turnover on the Trojans. Ella Whistler checking back into the game, taking the spot of Kayana Hewins for Riverside. Well, 5 Riverside points, 2 from Hewins, 2 from Ortega, and then 1 from Whistler. Oh, and there's another steal by Troy. Weckstein gets caught underneath, fading away, and it's an air ball from the left block. Cleared away on the backside by Ebony Alvarez, who was into the game. And now Weckstein hounding Duncan as Duncan had it ripped away, and yet another tie-up is called. Another turnover on the Cyclones. Goodness me, aggressive, I would say, while describing this Troy defense here early. Got a minute 18 to go in this opening 8 minutes. 9-5, Troy with the possession. Good bounce pass to Grable, high off the window with the left hand for 2. 4 points here in the first quarter for Allison Grable, and the largest lead for Troy. Right back up the floor, nearly an and one. Ortega drawing the body in the foul. She'll go to the line to shoot 2. And the foul going to be on Haley Williams. That is her second. And Troy team foul number 3. Ortega going to the line, 6 points, 4 rebounds a game. Already 2 points, couple of boards here in this opening quarter, but she misses the first free throw. Kyler Ludke is going to have to check in, the sophomore for Troy, taking the spot of Williams. Just picked up her second foul. Ortega again at the line, spins in the second. So she goes 1 for 2. She has 3 points. And right now the lead is 11-6 in favor of Troy. Final minute to go in this opening quarter. Round a screen, Groff bends into the lane, picks it up, left side pass to Wettstein. She dribbles back beyond the perimeter. Left side of the floor, hands it off to Judd. Little three-man weave action. Judd picks it up, head of the circle, looking, finding, and now into the corner with Groff. Groff backing out on the right wing, wants to go baseline, but being hounded by Duncan, an elite defender on the perimeter, and Duncan knocks it away, and a steal and a turnover. Duncan, an off-balance shot, nearly got it to go in transition. Cleared away off the miss by Nicole Judd. 25 seconds here for Troy. They can play for the final shot. Wettstein on the dribble, going behind the back on Trinity Jackson, looks up at the clock, sees 18, spins in the lane, kicks it left, Ludke fires a three, nothing but net. Kyler Ludke from downtown, Wettstein another assist, 10 seconds to go, it is 14-6 Troy. They get it to midcourt with Whistler, turning and facing, only 3 seconds on the clock, and then she's bumped and fouled right at the elbow. That stops the clock at 1.7. And the foul on Haley Groff, that is her first in team foul number 4. So throwing it in with less than 2 seconds to go, you maybe got time for one catch, a dribble, and shoot. Alvarez trying to throw it in, trying to dump it down through traffic, and it gets bounced out on the perimeter, and that's going to take us to the end of the first quarter. And firing on all cylinders, the Troy girls out to a 14-6 first quarter lead. And a massive Northeast Kansas League matchup here tonight on KNZA. We're back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Riverside at Troy tonight, girls game. We got an early start, love to see it. Riverside trailing, though, here, opening possession of the second quarter. Trojans leading at 14-6, a quick whistle. Boy, Groff thought she had a steal and a run out, but they get Haley Groff with her second foul. Some moans and groans from the Trojan faithful on that one. 14-6, Troy by 8, 10 seconds into the second quarter. Griffin's pass looking for Jackson in the left corner, and that is a turnover by Riverside, make it 5 here in the first half for the Cyclones. This is a crucial league matchup tonight. Both these teams, one league loss coming in, both looking up at Horton, who entered tonight 7-0 without the standings. There are 10 league games that are played per team. Here's Wettstein, 3-2. Another bomb, another foul. Boy, not much being called here. But the officials have been consistent with the touch fouls. They get Trinity Jackson with her first, and Riverside team foul number 1. Here's Wettstein to throw it in to the free throw line with Ludke. Hands it off to Groff, looking for a bounce pass. Knocked away by Whistler out on the perimeter. Whistler again gets a hand on it, and this time she takes it away. Here's Ella Whistler leading a 2-on-1 break. She had it stripped away underneath by Groff, and it goes out of bounds back to Troy. Boy, heck of an effort. Transition defense for Haley Groff to prevent what could have been an easy bucket. So 40 seconds now into the second period. Still 14-6 in favor of Troy. Here is West Dine, school's all-time leading scorer. Accomplished that feat Tuesday night in the win against Pleasant Ridge. She has it left side on the wing. Puts it on the dribble once. Up top, no hesitation, a three by Groff. Front rim, no. Chasing down. The rebound was Kennedy Griffin for Riverside. Puts it on the deck herself. Picks up the pace into the front court. Gets it left side. Ortega in the corner. And she hit the floor, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Harper Westside. That is her first and team foul number two. So again, the fouls fairly evenly distributed through the first 9-plus minutes of game time. Here's Kennedy Griffin to throw it in, left side of her own backboard. Dumps it to Duncan, right back to Griffin, left corner, being guarded by Judd. Griffin on the dribble, hands it off to Duncan, left wing, picks it up inside the free throw line, dumps it down, Ortega. Now Whistler, yep, that's a walk. Trying to get a little high post to low post action. It actually went low to high, and Whistler trying to make a move to the bucket, turns it over via the travel call. 7 first half turnovers for the Cyclones. Still 14-6, waiting for our first points here in this second period. Here's Grable up top, had a nice half so far, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Hands it off to Wettstein, right wing. Going in on a Whistler, spins into the lane, knocked away, and a steal by Duncan. That's great defense by Nyla Duncan. She wants to go coast to coast. She missed the shot. Griffin was there for the second chance, and a foul called underneath. Griffin going to the line to shoot two. So on the offensive rebound, the sophomore Kennedy Griffin. Let's try to get her first points here tonight and get Riverside on the board for the first time here in the second quarter. First free throw on the way, and she rattled it in there. First point tonight for Kennedy Griffin. Returning starter, averaged 4 points and 6 rebounds last year as a freshman. Ballooned her points per game up to 13.2 this season. That leads the club. And her second free throw is short. Wettstein fighting hard for her fourth rebound. 14-7 is our score. Wettstein to Groff. Too easy. A little 2v1. Timeout, Craig Burns. Wettstein, another flashy assist. Groff now with 3. 16-7 is our score. It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 6:09 to go, first half. We're back in 30 seconds. We're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here on KNZA, presented by Rainbow Communications. Find them online, rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Megan Sturton, our studio producer. Brandon Tamman with you here in Troy tonight. Trojans hosting Riverside. Crucial league games in the Northeast Kansas League. And right now, Troy, 16-7 advantage. Girls game, 6:09 to go in the first half. So the first timeout burned there by Riverside and head coach Craig Burns. Now Troy in the full court here, pressuring on the defensive effort as Griffin losing the dribble, bumped it midcourt. Groff is going to be charged with her third foul as she was reaching in for a steal. And more moans and groans from the faithful here tonight. That is team foul number 4. So the final 6 minutes here of this quarter, Riverside, they're going to have the luxury of being in the bonus, and we'll see a sub in as Groff again picking up her third foul. Lena Wiedmer, appearing in her 14th game, the 5'3 freshman for Troy. Here's a left side shot, Ortega from downtown. That grazed nothing but air, felt the breeze from here. Ludke grabbed the rebound, took off, forgot to dribble, and that is a travel. 6 turnovers here in the half against the Trojans. 7 turnovers by Riverside. We got 5:48 to go, quarter number 2. 16-7, the Troy advantage. Here is Nyla Duncan. Into the corner it goes. Trinity Jackson wide open. 3. That's halfway down and out. Fighting for the rebound. And another whistle and a foul inside. Going against Riverside on that rebound attempt. It's Ortega picking up her second. And team foul number 2. Here's Harper Wettstein getting the inbounds from Nicole Judd. And down the middle of the floor, left to right, Wettstein comes. Gets it off to Judd. Right side it goes to Grable. Here's Whetstone on a curl. Backing out. Head of the circle. Backs it out more. Fires a straightaway three. Nothing but net there for Harper Whetstone. And a stoppage of play and a warning being issued to the Riverside bench by this near side official. Now, something was said after that made three by Harper Whetstone. That is her 48th made three this season. And she has seven here in the first half. And the largest lead, it's a dozen for Troy. And right back up the floor, angling left, Ortega to the rack. She's fouled, and she'll shoot two. Ortega putting a head down on a couple possessions here in the first half. That is team foul number five already against Troy. And the second on Allison Grable. Ortega in this game tonight, 3 points, couple of rebounds. She knocks in the first freebie here, and she's got four. Makes it 19-8 Troy. 5:20 to go until the half. Second by Ortega. That one long, tipped out to the right side wing, and Judd chased it down and then threw it off of Griffin to keep the possession alive for Troy. Now Riverside backs off the pressure a little bit. Troy gets it into Whetstone, and she works it into the front court here from left to right. It's a high ball screen, goes left of it, sent by Wiedmer. Now Wiedmer cuts, nothing there. Judd has it on the right wing, right back to Whetstone right there. Now Judd sets a screen, going left of it was Whetstone. Whetstone still on the dribble, right side of the floor, back up top it goes. Here's Judd, straight away. Now Whetstone again. No shot clock here at Troy worth mentioning. Back door, looking for Judd. Good pass by Whetstone, but Whetstone gets it right back from Judd in the left corner. Dribbles back top of the circle, gets it to Grable, right side to Wiedmer. Now up top to Whetstone again. Here's a screen by Ludke. Whetstone not using. That should have been a travel, no call. There's the whistle, there's the travel. Well, a little too much there for Whetstone. And make it four turnovers here in the quarter, seven in the first half against Troy. But they have a 19-8 lead here on Riverside. 4.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Here's Duncan over to Griffin, left side. Judd knocked it away. Both bodies hit the floor, and that's going to be a tie-up. And the possession arrow is going to give it back to the Trojans again. Multiple times here in this first half, turnovers by Riverside because of the jump ball. Little delay here before the inbounds. Kayana Hewins making sure the right shoelace got on the floor and tied up securely. So here's Whetstone working it into the front court with Troy leading it 19-8 just south of 4:20 to go in this first half. She has seven here. Gets a ball screen, gets to the right elbow, back to the bucket, turning and facing. Had it knocked away by Griffin. Out of bounds it goes near side. And Troy keeps the possession. It'll be Judd to throw it in. Right next to Riverside coach Craig Burns. In his fourth year at the helm, Coach Burns has built up a 65-27 record in his tenure so far. Here's Whetstone, a little hesitation, off-balance shot, using a little muscle to get it up and in for two. 9 points, Whetstone leading all scores, and the lead now is 13 at 21-8. Griffin, a little English, right back up the floor with the left hand for two. That was well played by the sophomore Kennedy Griffin. Makes our score 21-10 Troy at 3:40 to go in this first half. Here's Whetstone again, little hesitation on the dribble up top. Backing out. She wants an NBA range three. This one hits the rim twice, falls off, and a rebound secured by Hewins, and then she is immediately tied up. I think they get a foul here on Troy, which is going to put Hewins at the line. That is the case. They get Wiedmer, who was trying to tie up Hewins after she secured that rebound. So the junior, Kayana Hewins, going to the line to shoot two. Still 3.5 minutes to go in this first half, and now we get a whistle and a timeout for Derek Jasper. So Kayana Hewins has a pair of free throws coming up. Riverside trailing here at Troy. It's 21-10, 3:31 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Moral Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Moral Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school basketball here tonight. It is Friday the 13th. We're near mid-February, yet it was 60 degrees outside today. It's just been a weird Friday the 13th, but something not weird is high school basketball. Riverside at Troy here tonight. Girls game, 3:31 to go in this first half. It's been all Troy to this point. 21-10, they lead it. But Riverside has junior Kayana Hewins for two free throws out of the timeout. She's got 2 points here, four rebounds in this opening half. Spins it, fires it, high arcing, gets the soft touch over the front rim. So three now for Hewins, 21-11 is our score. Riverside team averaging just north of 47 points per game this season. These are two elite defensive teams. And a 2-for-2 trip there for Kayana Hewins makes our score 21-12 Troy, as we are just south now, 3.5 minutes to go in this first half. Here's Ludke in the right corner. Now Judd on the wing, not using that dribble. 2-3 zone now being applied for Riverside. Here's Grable left corner, dribbles out to the wing, being hounded by Griffin. Whistler got a hand on it, bodies ricocheting that ball near midcourt, and it's picked up by Ludke, and then Ludke is bumped, and a foul on the Cyclones. This one on Ortega, and that is going to be her third. And a couple subs coming in now. We'll see Ebony Alvarez back in here for Riverside. Also checking in is Trinity Jackson. So Troy has Haley Groff with three fouls here in the first half. Riverside has Ortega with three fouls here in this first half. 3 minutes to go in this first half. Troy on the dribble with Weststein. Little hesitation, now backing out into the right corner. Trying to survey that Riverside defense. Gets it right back from Judd. Deep three, and there she does it again. Harper Weststein from downtown, her second triple. That gives her 49 made threes this season. 24-12, back up to a dozen here for the home team Trojans. Griffin long pass into the corner with Jackson. Dribbles in, thought about a 17-foot jump shot, instead gets it back up top. Left side it goes, Mears on the drive. She lost it, gets it back to Griffin. Now Duncan between the rings, looking up at the clock, seeing her team is down 12 here late first half. Griffin driving, and is that going to be an offensive foul? It will be. Off balance on the drive, Griffin picks up her second foul. Great job inside. Believe that was Haley Groff, or correction, that was Judd, beg your pardon, who took that charge for Troy. 2:20 to go in this first half, a dozen on the lead for the Trojans. It is 24-12. Cyclones have 12 points here in this first half. Weststein has 12 herself. Weststein has it between the rings, getting a left side screen from Judd, using, but defended well there. There's the switch. Alvarez now on the defense, and reaching in over the top. If that's Griffin, that's going to be her third. And that is the case. So Kennedy Griffin going to join Tori Ortega on the bench with three fouls each. Right when I say that, Ortega right back to the table. So free throws here for Troy, and the first one no good by Allison Grable. 52% at the line coming in. She has 4 points here in this first half. As a team, Troy hits it at 63%. Grable's second is nothing but net. She goes 1-for-2, has 5 here in the first half, and it's back to a baker's dozen, tying the largest lead for Troy. It's 25-12. Duncan floating in the lane, nearly got it off the heel. She gets her own rebound and gets one up and in to go. Nyla Duncan fighting through the trees down low to make it 25-14 Troy at 1:40 to go in this half. Here's Judd, right side on the wing, not using the dribble. Right side to Grable in the corner. Now Weststein cutting hard. Gets to the block. Triple teamed. Right back out to Grable. Now Weststein again. They don't close out. She swishes a right side three. 15 for Harper Weststein. It's her 50th made three this season. 28-14. A double up and the largest lead now. Here's Duncan knifing through, floating, missing a shot, but a foul called. And Nyla Duncan to the line to shoot two. And this one is on Wiedmer, and that is her second. A couple subs getting ready to check in, or at least one. Duncan's first free throw, hits the rim twice, falls out, no good. Back in is Ortega with the three fouls. Again, Riverside, they are not a deep team, just 10 in the book. Duncan, first team all league, honorable mention all state last year. She goes 1-for-2, knocks in the second, has 3 points, couple of boards here in the first half. 28-15, coming up on the final minute of this second quarter. Here's Wettstein, now Judd up top. Ball faking left, gets it back to Wettstein, gets to the left elbow. Now Ludke, that's a travel. 5 turnovers here in the quarter, 8 in the first half on Troy. And Riverside gets it back, 101 to go in the half. And trailing here at Troy, 28-15. A loss for Riverside would put them in a very tough spot. Both these teams cannot afford to lose as Ortega missing a left side three, but right place, right time underneath is Kayana Hewins with an offensive rebound and stick back for two. It is 28-17 Troy. Final 40 seconds here in this first half. Here's Wettstein up top, gets it off to Judd on a curl. Left side pass, it goes to Wiedmer. Judd sets the screen. Here's Grable diving in from the right wing, picks it up right block. Now Wiedmer in the right side corner. Now Judd, right back to Wiedmer. No hesitation, barely grazed the rim short on a three. Ludke takes it away. Now Wettstein has it, and Wettstein hounded underneath. And that's going to be a foul on Riverside and going against Kayana Hewins. The free throw's coming for Wettstein. Boy, just a great effort there. Hit that ball back, Kyler Ludke. And the first free throw pure by Wettstein. And once again, having a massive first half. She's got 16. 29-17, 20 seconds to go in the half. Second one pure as well. 17 in the first half. And that matches Riverside, 30-17. Back to a Baker Stunton here, the lead for Troy. Final 12 seconds here in the quarter. Dribbling in the left corner, Ortega being hounded by Wiedmer. Lost it, and a steal. Another turnover by Riverside. Wettstein up the floor. Ludke missing the shot in transition. Judd got the rebound, but then turned it over, and that takes us to the end of the half. Goodness me, couldn't have been an easier look for Ludke from Wettstein, but nonetheless, Troy out to a lead here at the halftime break in a massive league matchup here tonight between two teams with only one loss in league play. Troy 30, Riverside 17. Halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online, highlandcc.edu. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook. Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is Brennan Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. I'm welcoming you to come to our store, where you will enjoy our knowledgeable staff. Did you know our management staff has over 200 years of management experience? Looking for a new item? Don't hesitate to ask and we will do our best to find it. Need to order a large quantity? We offer special discounts for case size orders for additional savings. Thanks again for your support of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha for over 53 years.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game here at Troy at the halftime break. As always, our halftime coverage brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tedman with you. Got an early start time tonight, which as a broadcaster, you certainly love and appreciate that. And the home team Trojans leading Riverside, it is 30-17. And it starts with Harper Wettstein once again. Now the school's all-time leading scorer with 17 in the first half. She had 13 in the second quarter, including three threes. Now officially over 1,800 career points. As again, she became the school's all-time leading scorer Tuesday night in the victory against Pleasant Ridge. Outside of that, 5 points Allison Grable, three apiece from Haley Groff and Kyler Ludke, and 2 points from Haley Williams. Some team numbers for Troy. 8 turnovers, 11 rebounds. They were 8 of 11 at the free throw line, and they knocked down 4 threes, 3 from Wettstein and the other from Kyler Ludke. On the side for Riverside, 6 points, 5 rebounds in the first half for junior Kayana Hewins. 4 points as well off the bench for Tori Ortega. 3 points each from Nyla Duncan and Kennedy Griffin, and then 1 point as well from Ella Whistler. At least worth noting, quite a bit of calls, in that first half. Riverside, again, they are not deep. They only have 10 in the book and really only rotate about 2 off the bench consistently, one of those being Ortega. She had 3 fouls in the first half, and so did starter Kennedy Griffin. And then on the other side for Troy, they have 5'4 sophomore starting guard Haley Groff, who was saddled with 3 fouls as well. And then 2 apiece for Troy on Williams, Grable, Wiedmer. So, again, the fouls, a little bit of an issue. A lot of free throws in that first half. You had, 23 combined free throw attempts in that first half. So certainly something to monitor. But Riverside, they got some work to do. They had 7 turnovers in the second quarter, and they were outscored 16-11 in that second period. And Troy leads it 30-17 here at the halftime break. As always, our stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services and Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. Another timeout on deck. We'll come back, continue our halftime coverage right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow Communications has been serving Northeast Kansas for over 70 years, providing dependable phone, internet, and technology solutions to homes and businesses. Our expanding network offers internet speeds to fit your needs, perfect for remote work, streaming, or online learning, local support, affordable plans, and reliable service, all from a team that lives and works in your community. Call 800-892-0163 for more information. Rainbow Communications, your local connection, online at rainbowtel.com.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime coverage here brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead, online, highlandcc.edu. We got out to an early start time here tonight in Troy. Girls game at the half, and the home team Trojans leading Riverside 30-17. Again, you look at the Northeast Kansas League standings as we're down to the final week plus, of the regular season. Horton right now, they are atop the standings at 7-0. Riverside came into tonight 7-1, and Troy was right behind, one game back, 6-1. So essentially the loser of this game in a lot of trouble mathematically. It would be very slim. If Horton wins out, they're going to be the champions of the Northeast Kansas League. Horton tonight, they are hosting a very quality team in Moore Hill Mounts Academy, so that is one to keep an eye on here tonight. But Riverside and Troy battling to try to stay in the mix for a Northeast Kansas League championship. Again, our girls game at the halftime break. Troy at home leading Riverside It is 30-17. A final two-minute timeout, second half, coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at Defender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. Defender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Hi, this is Erica from Queen Bee Boutique. When you shop with us, it's more than products. It's an experience. I carefully choose every item so you can enjoy timeless style, effortless sophistication, and quality you'll love for years. And with personal service from our amazing team, we make shopping fun, easy, and all about you. Come visit us at Queen Bee Boutique, 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, because you deserve nothing less than exceptional.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Right back into it. Here we go. Our second half action is underway here in Troy tonight. Girls game with Riverside in town. A quick one-and-done possession there. A missed shot right side by Trinity Jackson. Cleared away by Haley Williams and Troy. Troy leading it 30-17. Just getting going here in this second half here tonight on KNZA. Appreciate it very much for hanging with us on this Friday the 13th. Nice dump down by Wettstein and up and in with the left hand. Beautifully done by Haley Williams. She's got four. Another assist for Wettstein. 32-17. It's a 15-point outburst right now for Troy. And now Duncan losing on the perimeter, and it's taken away by Troy. Here's Groff trying to thread the needle between a couple defenders. Ball's on the deck, going down four. Multiple jerseys on the floor, and that's going to be a tie-up. We saw quite a few of those in the first half. And the possession arrow is going to keep it on this end of the floor with Troy. 7:09 to go, third quarter. 32-17, the Trojans in front. Wettstein trying to throw it in. Does so to Groff. Little ball fake. Tough shot. Can't get it to go. Fighting for the rebound on the backside. It's Nyla Duncan securing that one for Riverside. Has it on the dribble. Far side. Now Griffin left wing. Nice ball fake. Knifes her way through. Missing a shot up close. Trying to fight for her own rebound, but it's pulled down by Grable. Pretty good drive and look there by the sophomore Griffin. Just couldn't convert. 6:45 to go, third quarter. 15-point Troy lead. Up top, Haley Williams. Now right side on the wing to Judd. Puts it on the dribble once. Left side. Now sets the screen for Groff. In the right corner now, it's Wettstein. She'll get to the rack. She'll put it up high off the window. No good. But an offensive rebound for Grable to keep it alive. And another chance here on this possession for Troy. Here's Wettstein again being guarded by Duncan. Probably two first-team all-leaguers right there. Here's Judd right side on the wing. Now into the corner it goes. Back up top. No shot clock here at Troy. Lengthy possession here for the Trojans. Here's Judd. She'll hesitate, then fire a deep three. It is high off the front rim, and chasing it down is Groff. A third opportunity here on this possession for the Trojans. Here's Wettstein with it, backing up beyond the three-point line, left side of the floor. Looking for a double screen. Riverside goes under it. Wettstein can't make him pay. She was a little bit short on that three. It's cleared away by Whistler. Duncan, long pass into the front court here with Griffin. Another left wing drive. This time she got it up and in off the window. Kennedy Griffin has five here in the game. Makes it 32-19, Troy. 5:37 to go, third quarter. Here's Wettstein with it. Just a hair in front of midcourt. Long right side pass to Groff. Now up top. This is Grable. West side, left side, puts the head down, gets underneath the basket, kicks it to Judd in the right corner. Now Groff, an open three, hits the rim, but found its way up and in. Shooter's touch for Haley Groff, and she knocks in her first three tonight. Her 19th of the season, makes it 35-19 in favor of Troy. Here's Griffin, left wing. She likes that drive. Now Duncan in the corner. Duncan works in the paint, floats it up, hits the rim twice, falls off, second chance up. Now a third opportunity. Hewen still fighting inside, and it's out of bounds to Riverside. So Whistler had a look. Hewen's had a look in there. Cyclones keep the possession underneath. 4:57 to go, third quarter. It's a 16-point Troy lead. Duncan quickly firing a three that is high off the rim. Offensive rebound, though, by Whistler to keep it alive. Here's Griffin in the left corner. Duncan again wide open. Straightaway three. Again a little bit short. Another offensive rebound. And it's up and in by Ella Whistler. On the one stat the Cyclones are winning right now, it is rebounding. 35-21, 14-point Troy lead. 4:35 to go, third quarter. Here's Groff with it, head of the circle. Now Duncan Hounser just a touch. Now Weststein. Left side it goes to Williams. Nice ball fake. Wraps the pass around underneath, and a foul's called. The block-to-block pass from Williams to Grable, and Grable going to the line to shoot two. It's our first foul here in the third quarter, and that one going against Kennedy Griffin, and that is number four. So Grable at the line to shoot two. This will be her fourth and fifth attempts at the stripe in this game, and this first one rattles out no good. So Tori Ortega has to check in. She has three fouls, but the sophomore Griffin and starter has to sit right now with four. Grable's got a second freebie on the way. It is on the way. That one in and out, no good, but an offensive rebound by Williams, and that is just straight hustle. Down on the block. Grable up, off the window, through two black jerseys. Grable doing the grunt work down low. She's got seven. And it's 37-21, Troy, about the halfway point here in the third. Duncan missing an elbow jumper. It was short, so a quick possession there. And then Grable had it and then threw it away, but they're going to say it was touched last by Riverside. Cyclone fans did not quite agree with that one, but it will be Troy basketball. Sub in for Riverside, Ebony Alvarez taking the spot of Kayana Hewens. So officially past the halfway point here in this third quarter. 37-21, Troy. They have the possession. Missing Weststein on a cut. Williams can't curl it up and in on the right block. Fighting for the rebound. Ripped away by Ortega. Here comes Riverside. Ortega wants to go all the way. And drew some contact and a foul. Two free throws coming for the sophomore, Tori Ortega. Check that Troy foul. It'll be Grable. That is her third. The 5'7 sophomore, Ortega, at the line. This will be her fifth free throw attempt tonight, and this one is up and in. She's got 5 points to go along with four rebounds. 37-22, lead for Troy is 15. Second by Ortega. That one's good as well. So she goes 2 for 2. She has six. 37-23, the Troy lead. Weststein into the front court from right to left. Just a hair in front of midcourt. Gets it right back off the handoff from Grable. Takes it all the way. Can't get it to go. Great look, but a rebound cleared away by Jackson. Here's Whistler with it. Right back to Jackson on the right wing. 14-point lead for Troy as we're approaching the final 3 minutes of the third, and there's another steal taken away by Weststein, and a foul called on Duncan in transition. Now Duncan's going to pick up her second. Team foul number two in the quarter. Not a terrible foul there. With Weststein running in transition. So Weststein to throw it in near sideline. Up top it goes to Groff. Facing the bucket, two dribbles right. Now three dribbles, picks it up. Right side to Weststein on the wing. Closed out quickly by Whistler. Good job there. Weststein still on the dribble, working around the arc right to left. Now she's back top of the key. Now left wing. There's a cut. Grable's got it. Turning and firing. Judd, right side, open for three. No, it's high off the rim. And a rebound for Whistler. Riverside down 14, under 3 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Duncan on the dribble, right side it goes. Jackson again fires a three, this one high off the rim, no good, and a rebound for Troy. Here's Groff with it. Far sideline, transition, three, Wetstein. This one on target, but short. And tipped out, and it goes out of bounds and back to Riverside. Boy, great find, great look on the run. Wetstein, a deep right wing three. Just a touch short. Cyclones avoided one there. 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter, 37-23 Troy. Here's Duncan angling left, launching a pass left corner, Ortega. Tough spot to be, she's doubled, fighting through it, picks up the dribble, and a whistle and a foul. Good double team, but the whistle comes right there from that close side official, and the foul's going to be on Groff, and that is her fourth. That brings back Ludke into the game, so Troy has Groff with four fouls. Riverside has Kennedy Griffin with four fouls, who's been sitting for the last couple of minutes. Here's Duncan, now back into the corner. Alvarez with it, back to Duncan on the wing. Here's Whistler in the lane, missing a shot off the heel, and a foul on the rebound attempt going against Riverside. And this one going against Alvarez, that is her first. And that'll be team foul number three here in the quarter. So the Trojans get it back, 2:05 and counting, third quarter. They lead it by 14. Boy, Troy playing some really good basketball. They haven't lost since the Thunder Classic. Duncan nearly got a steal. There's a whistle and a foul. Well, the Cyclone fans not pleased with that one. So Duncan picks up her third. Team foul number four. Final minute 59. Troy in the bonus here in the third quarter. They lead it by 14 with the possession. Wetstein in front of midcourt. Wanting to go to work. Gets by the defender. A little smooth pull up, Jay. Got it to go from the left elbow. Harper Wetstein, her first points of the third quarter. She's got 19, and it's 39-23 Troy. Here's a post touch reaching over the top. Williams going to be called for that one. That'll be the third at team foul against Troy. It is on the floor. Here comes a sub. It's Lena Wiedmer back into the game for Troy. Got to get somebody off the floor. And finally, Haley Williams gets the call. So Riverside down 16, trying to dump it into Whistler, right back out into the corner. Alvarez fires a deep one, that one not there. Fighting for the rebound, gets kicked out into the far side corner, out of bounds back to Troy. So Wetstein and Whistler hustling for that one, but last touch by Whistler. Final 90 seconds of this third quarter, it's been all Troy. They've been in control really from the jump. 39-23, they lead it. Here's Wetstein with 19 in the game to lead all scores. School's all-time leading scorer. Accomplished that feat Tuesday night. Hands it off to Ludke. Now Judd. Now Williams. Correction, Grable. Beg your pardon. Now Wetstein lost the handle, and she turns it over. That's a rarity. Turnover by Troy. Here's Whistler. Left side. Sets the feet for three. It's an air ball. And out of bounds it goes back to Troy. Pretty good look there for Whistler. Had time to set the feet. Had good arc, but just a bit short. Troy gets it back, another stop. Final 60 seconds of this third quarter. It was 30-17 at the half. Riverside just 6 points here in the third quarter. Wetstein doubled, right block. Kicks it back out to Grable. Wetstein going to get it on the right wing. 47 seconds to go in the quarter. Wetstein still on the dribble. Skips it to Wiedmer. Little ball fake. Kind of knifes her way through a couple defenders. That shot rejected by Whistler. Duncan on the floor to get it. And then finds it up the floor to her teammate out and running. Here's a pull-up. That is high arcing, and somehow it went in for Ortega, and she's got eight. About 15 feet from the left wing in transition. 39-25, Trojans by 14. Final 20 seconds here in this third quarter. Wetstein about a foot in front of the midcourt line, waiting for that clock to wind down a touch. Final 8 seconds. There's the switch. Now a double. Wetstein still on the dribble. Gets to the right elbow. Wanted her shot. Might have been partially blocked. 2 seconds to go. It was rebounded by Alvarez. And Duncan able to fire from full court. Don't think she got it up in time. Either way, no good. And that takes us to the end of the third quarter in our girls' game tonight. Massive in the Northeast Kansas League. And it's the home team, Troy Trojans, leading Riverside 39-25. Final 8 minutes coming up after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game tonight here in Troy, getting ready to start the fourth and final quarter in Troy. They've been in control from the jump. They lead Riverside 39-25, final 8 minutes underway. Riverside the opening possession here from left to right in this fourth quarter. Zone defense right now to start this fourth period for Troy. Here's Duncan on the wing left, into the corner. Ortega a three, hits high off the heel, fighting for it, tipped out of bounds, and it's going to stay here with Riverside. Said it a couple times throughout the broadcast, no shot clock here in Troy. Certainly a 14-point lead that favors Troy here early on in the fourth quarter. Trying to dump a pass in through traffic, knocked away and taken away by Grable, turnover by Riverside. Wettstein gets the ball, slowing the pace into the front court from right to left. Trojans first possession here in the fourth quarter on offense. Here's Judd, right back to Wettstein. They play a little hot potato with it. Now a skip pass to Groff. Elbow touch for Grable. Backed out into the corner. Right back to Grable. Works beyond the three-point line. Into the corner, Groff. Little ball fake. Baseline drive, and it's stripped away. That's a steal by Alvarez. Here comes Riverside with Duncan into the front court. Right side. Two on the way from 15. And that one is good by Torrey Ortega, who's had a good night. She's got 10. 39-27, it's down to 12. We've played a minute in this fourth quarter. Riverside not going away quietly. Groff on the backside, and she's fouled. Good feed. And nobody marking up Groff, but a late foul going against Ortega. That's going to be her fourth. And that's going to put Groff at the line to shoot two. Haley Groff, the sophomore, 6 points tonight. Her second trip at the line. Went one for two in her first trip. This one here is a little bit short, no good. Came into the game tonight, 63% on the season. Her second is good. Goes one for two, has seven in the game, and back to a Baker's dozen. 40-27, the Trojan lead. We've played a minute 15 in this fourth quarter. Quick three, right side is good. Spins it in there, Trinity Jackson. That's a huge basket for the Cyclones, and it's now 40-30. Now Riverside ramping up the pressure on defense, and they get a steal. Well, maybe no. It's brought back, and the ball's still on the deck and finally taken away by Kayana Hewen. Riverside down 10 with the ball. Still plenty of time in this game. Now we're looking inside, a whistle and a foul on the floor. And this one on Grable, that's going to be her fourth. So we haven't seen her for a minute. Kennedy Griffin, who picked up her fourth foul early in the third quarter, is back on the floor here with 6:18 to go. And what is now her team down 10 points. Here is a tough shot from the left wing, missing. Chasing down that rebound was Harper Wettstein. Wettstein into the front court after the board. About 2 minutes into this fourth and final period, the Trojans leading it by 10. Wettstein still on the dribble, dumps it up over the top. Now Judd right wing into the corner with Williams. She's wide open. She'll fire. It's an air ball. Wettstein fighting for the rebound. The Cyclones wanted a foul, and Wettstein hit the floor, thought she was pushed, and she's going to be called for a travel. Third turnover here early on for Troy in this fourth quarter. 5:50, clock moving south, a 10-point game. Riverside down those 10 points with the possession. Ortega left wing, Duncan up top. Trojans right back into his own defense. Ortega again left wing, her and Duncan now going back and forth with it. Duncan, they want Griffin down low. She'll turn. She'll face a double team. Still trying to get out of it and gets it out to Ortega. And we get a whistle and a 3 second in the lane call. It's going to give it back to Troy as Riverside turns it over. The no shot clock here favoring Troy. 10-point lead. Riverside trying to force the issue here. Groff, though, gets it off to Grable. She'll force. No good, but a foul called and free throws coming. Riverside fans not agreeing with that one. So they get it on Kayana Hewins, her second. Team foul number two, and Grable to the line to shoot two. Just 1 for 5 at the line in this game tonight. And her first one here, got the kind touch over the front rim. It's good. Grable's got 8 points and 6 rebounds. Came in two tonight, 52% at the line. Her team back up 11 after that first make. And she got the second to go as well. Big 2-for-2 trip there for Allison Grable. She's got 9. 42-30, Troy, 5:17 to go in the game. Here's Duncan into the front court. Ortega left wing. Now Hewins a touch between the rings. Griffin right elbow, turning and facing. Had it knocked away by Westheim, and a steal and a foul. Another turnover by Riverside, and the Cyclones get whistled up trying to get it right back. And goodness, that's Griffin's fifth. She is out of the game. That's going to bring right back Ella Whistler. The 5'9 sophomore, Kennedy Griffin, her night is done. So about 3 minutes into this fourth quarter, Cyclones down a starter and down 12. Showing a little press here in the half court. Westside has it. 2 steps in front of midcourt on the big blue Trojan center court. Right side to Judd, high on the wing. Now into the corner with Grable. Now Judd gets it back. Here's Groff, left side on the wing. 4:42 to go in the game. Looking on the backside. Westheim, a beautiful feed. Another assist for Harper. And on the receiving end, it was Allison Grable who's got 11. It's back to 14 and a timeout for Craig Burns and Riverside. I believe it's a full. We'll double check. It is a full. We'll follow suit. 4.5 minutes to go in this girls' game. Troy, back-to-back buckets to get it back to a 14-point lead. 44-30 on the board. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls game coming down the home stretch here in Troy tonight. Troy has led it essentially from the jump, and they lead it 44-30 over Riverside. Crucial Northeast Kansas League matchup here tonight. 19 in the game for Harper Westheim, the Troy all-time leading scorer. But just 2 points here in the second half. She had 17 at the halftime break. Here's Ortega off the inbounds. A deep three in the left corner. Triple is buried. Big shot, Tori Ortega. She's got 13, and it's down to 11 at 44-33, about the halfway point of this fourth and final quarter. Westheim, they flash the double. Now Groff, Grable at the elbow. Good little give and go, but right back to Groff on the wing. They are not worried about Groff. She'll fire. She missed it short on a three, and a rebound for Kayana Hewins and Riverside. They can get a bucket here, get within single digits. Ortega, a little ball fake, tough shot from 15. Whistler able to fight for the rebound. Here's Duncan, a deep three. That's an air ball. Out of bounds it goes back to Troy. Boy, Nyla Duncan had a pretty good look from straight away. Hands at the hips with a little frustration on that miss. 3:50 to go in the game. It's Troy leading by 11. Now Riverside setting up the press here in the full court. Westheim gets the dump down pass from Nicole Judd. Goes right back to Judd. Troy trying to navigate this press. They get it across the midcourt line. Now Judd high left on the wing. Riverside dumps back into a 2-3 zone. Grable in the middle of it. Right side to Groff in the corner. Again, they are not worried about Groff. Not sure why. She shoots it fairly decently from downtown. But turned down a semi-open three. And no shot clock here, favoring the Trojans with now under 3.5 minutes to go. They work it around the perimeter. Wettstein now into the corner. Williams, one dribble in, picks it up there. Starts a pass up top, now right side to Groff. Judd setting an off screen for Wettstein. Closed out by Duncan. Duncan nearly knocked it away. There's a bump, there's a foul. Oh, Craig Burns not happy with this call. It has been a tough night for the officials. And a technical foul called on Craig Burns. I can understand the frustration for sure, the way this game has been officiated. So that is a problem for Riverside. And free throws coming for Harper Wettstein on the technical by Craig Burns. And the first one by Wettstein is good. She's 5 for 5 at the line tonight. She has 20 to lead all scores. 45-33, second, no good. She missed it. So it stays a 12-point lead. And Craig Burns not really interested in having a conversation with the near side official. Late sub in for the Cyclones. Trinity Jackson checking in, replacing Macy Mears. So after the 1-for-2 technical foul free throws by Wettstein, the Trojans far side out will throw it in. But the delay with Coach Burns still having a conversation with the official. And once again, I'll say to that, I understand the frustration. But Troy, they got to try to hold on to this, but Riverside has a little bit of time. The no shot clock certainly doesn't help the Cyclones in this scenario. Burns still having a conversation with the head coach, or the official, I should say. Here's Groff with it. Now Judd, right back to Groff, right wing. We're now under 3 minutes to go. Here's Wettstein on a curl, gets to the lane, and there's a foul. And Wettstein right back to the line to shoot two. And this foul going against Whistler, that's her second. And Troy's going to be in the bonus the rest of the game, and Coach Derek Jasper wants to call a timeout here for Troy. It's a full, so we'll step aside as well. 2:51 to go in this one. Things getting rowdy here in the Troy gym tonight. The Trojans leading 45-33. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Troy girls trying to hold on here at home. They lead Riverside 45-33, 2:51 to go in the game. Brandon Tabb and Megan Sturton with you here on KNZA. It's been a wild last few minutes. Craig Burns, head coach Riverside, just picking up a technical foul just a couple minutes ago. And out of this timeout, Wettstein going to be shooting free throws. And she spins in the first and has 21 to lead all scores. And they have just ejected Coach Burns from the game. Oh, boy. Yikes, folks. So Coach Craig Burns has been ejected. And he wasn't saying much. Just going to say that. Riverside fans going to give him a round of applause. So now more technical free throws coming. So Wettstein still has one of her first two to shoot, but now she gets two technical free throws. And she knocks down this one, has 22, and this is really going to extend this lead out. And Troy getting another from Wettstein. 23. It's now a 15-point game with 2:50 to go, and still one more free throw to come here for Wettstein. And she made three in a row, or correction, four in a row there. She has 24, and it's all of a sudden 49-33 as Craig Burns, again, head coach of Riverside, just ejected a moment ago after picking up his second technical foul. Now really the swing there that could wrap this thing up for Troy is no shot clock here, really favoring them with a 49-33 lead. They play a little three-man weave on the perimeter, and a travel is going to be called against Nicole Judd as she was trying to hand it off to Wettstein on the perimeter. Fourth turnover in the fourth quarter for Troy. 2:32 to go, 49-33 Troy. Riverside, they got to go to work quickly. Get it into the front court. Right side of the floor, Alvarez. A little hesitation. Now she fires a three. Just grazed the rim short. Right there for the rebound was Wettstein. And she'll slow down the pace as we approach the final 2 minutes. Going to be picked up by Nyla Duncan right at midcourt. Here's Williams, short corner left, Judd on the wing, back up top here to Wettstein. Duncan hounding on the perimeter with Wettstein on the dribble, Northern Iowa commit. Just continuing to dribble and waste some time. Wettstein's got to get a screen, does so, and Coach Jasper had seen enough of that last few seconds. He's going to call a timeout here. It's a 30, we'll keep it right here. So again, our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Megan Sturton, Brandon Tamman here on KNZA. Girls game, 1:57 to go. Troy at home leading Riverside 49-33. Well, it's been a wild fourth quarter to say the least. We have seen two technical fouls on Riverside coach Craig Burns. Ejected at the 2:51 mark, and now he is in the locker room awaiting his team. But Troy has pretty much led this thing from the jump. They led it 14-6 after one, 30-17 at the half. It was 39-25 going into this final 8 minutes, and right now with under 2 minutes to go, Troy's lead 49-33. Wettstein on the dribble, just a step or two in front of midcourt. Now dumps it right elbow. Now Groff in the corner. Picks it up, being hounded by Jackson. Gets it back up top, but Whistler knocked it away and a steal. Here's Nyla Duncan picking up right wing. She'll fire a three. That's another air ball. Out of bounds it goes, and back to Troy. It was nearly saved in there underneath by Mears, but her foot grazed the baseline. And Troy gets it back with 90 seconds to go and a 16-point lead. And Wettstein just casual with that dribble. Duncan picks her up right at midcourt, riding that left tip of Wettstein. Wettstein picks it up, now Judd right wing. Holding left tip, back up top Williams, down to 1:13 left. Wettstein wide open, left side three. There's the exclamation point and the dagger. 27 for Harper Wettstein, 52-33. Right back up the floor, missing a floater was Jackson. Rebound for Troy. That might be all she set and wrote in this one here tonight as we are under a minute to go. Wettstein on the dribble. Troy fans getting up. Half of them on their feet here. Wettstein just dribbling around the arc. 44 seconds and counting. Huge win tonight for Troy. It's going to be their fifth consecutive win. And they're going to stay one game back in the loss column. Riverside essentially out of the Northeast Kansas League title race for the loss here tonight. Not technically, mathematically eliminated, but they would need a lot of help. As Wettstein still continues on the dribble. 18 seconds to go. It seems like the Cyclones are good at just letting this one run out. Final 10 seconds with Wettstein still dribbling. Now being hounded a little bit more by Duncan. And there's a whistle and a five count on Troy. As Wettstein again was being hounded by Duncan. But we're down to just 5 seconds to go. The near side official wasn't quite sure. Well, there's confusion right now with the officials. The officials have not been positively received throughout the course of this game, more particularly on the side of Riverside. As if you're just joining us, Cyclones head coach Craig Burns ejected at the 2:51 mark in this fourth and final quarter. A couple subs in, Kyler Ludke, Lena Wiedmer. In the final 5 seconds here of this game, and Troy leading at 52-33. They get it into Duncan, does Riverside, dribbles to the left wing, gets it into the corner, shot at the buzzer is good. It's going to count from Trinity Jackson, but it doesn't matter. Troy wins it here tonight. Fairly dominant fashion, and just a wild fourth quarter across the board. But a dominant effort by Harper Weststein and the Troy Trojans. They have won five consecutive games. They are now 13-6 on the season, 7-1 in league play. Riverside with the loss. They dropped to 13-8, now 7-2 in league play. Our postgame show coming up next, brought to you by V Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the B Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hi, this is Reggie Haney here at Garrett's Country Mart in Sabetha. I'd love to encourage you to come shop at our locally owned and operated grocery store. With over 200 years of management experience, our staff is knowledgeable and friendly. We are a full-service store with meat cutters, produce, and a full-service bakery and deli serving the best fried chicken in town. Come check us out, and thanks for shopping local at Garrett's Country Mart.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At B Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. B Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the Troy girls picking up a huge win tonight here at home in league play, defeating the Riverside Cyclones 52-36. Our postgame on the air brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We still got our boys game coming up. Another big time game in the Northeast Kansas League. We'll talk about it as we get closer to it, but got to run through the stats in our girls' game tonight. And it was Harper Weststein leading the charge once again. Now the all-time leading scorer in Troy girls basketball history. Over 1,800 career points after she poured in 27 tonight. She had 7 rebounds. She hit 3 threes, and she was 9 of 10 at the line. Allison Grable, 11 points and 6 rebounds. 7 points from Haley Groff, 4 from Haley Williams, and 3 from Kyler Ludke. Troy unofficially in tonight's game, 15 turnovers, 22 rebounds. They were 16 of 23 at the line, and they knocked down 4 threes. Riverside with the loss again. They dropped to 13-8, 7-2 in the league. They had one player in double figures, and it was Tori Ortega off the bench. She had 13 points and 4 rebounds. 6 points apiece from Kayana Hewins and Trinity Jackson. 3 points apiece as well from Ella Whistler, Nyla Duncan, and Kennedy Griffin. 17 Riverside turnovers. They were 9 of 14 at the line. They had 29 rebounds, and they knocked down 3 threes. Worth noting, if you're just joining us, Riverside head coach Craig Burns picked up a technical foul with 3:09 to go in the fourth. And then after a dead ball at the 2:51 mark, still talking to the officials about just kind of some iffy, questionable calls. And I was pretty close to him, didn't say a ton. At 2:51 mark, Craig Burns picked up his second technical. He was ejected from the game. I can understand the frustration, no doubt about it, on the Riverside fans here tonight. But all the credit to Troy. They pretty much led it wire to wire. As, again, the final score here tonight, 52-36. Harper Wettstein tonight is our player of the game, and that is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Just mentioned 27 points, 7 rebounds. She hit 3 threes and was 9 of 10 at the line. Division I Northern Iowa commits, all-time leading scorer in assists and steals and now points, in which he broke that mark earlier in the week in a victory against Pleasant Ridge. So Harper Wettstein, big night once again. 27 points, our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Well, we got to step aside for a little bit of a breather here, maybe 5 or 6 minutes, just kind of off the estimation there as the boys' teams are getting warmed up right now. Megan Sturton will keep you tied up and busy here for the next 5 or 6 minutes, and then we'll come back and we'll dive into the boys' game here tonight. Again, we got off to an early start. No problem with that on my end, but from the jump, it was all Troy in the girls' game as they win it again, 52-36. We are back in 6 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.